In this video, we are talking about grace when the routine falls apart. Every mother knows that even the best plan can be interrupted. A child gets sick, work runs late, a bill creates stress. A co-parenting message changes the mood of the day. The baby will not sleep. The teenager needs a long conversation. The laundry grows. The schedule breaks. When this happens, many women turn spiritual routines into another reason to feel like they failed, but grace meets us when routines fall apart. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." This does not mean weakness is easy. It means weakness is not the end of the story. Christ meets his people there. A spiritual rhythm is meant to help you abide in Christ. It is not meant to become a tool for self-condemnation. If you miss a morning prayer, you can pray at lunch. If you forget the Bible reading, you can return tomorrow. If family worship becomes chaotic, you can smile, breathe, and try again. If your emotions are heavy, you can bring honest words to God instead of pretending. A healthy spiritual rhythm has grace built into it. Try thinking in terms of return rather than failure. When you drift, return. When you forget, return. When you are exhausted, return. When you feel ashamed, return. When the day becomes messy, return. The goal is not to prove that you are a perfect Christian mother. The goal is to remain connected to Jesus. Your children also learn from this. They do not need to see a mother who never struggles. They need to see a mother who knows where to turn. They need to see repentance, prayer, forgiveness, worship, patience, and hope practiced in ordinary life. This week's worksheet will help you create a 7-day spiritual rhythm plan. Keep it simple, make it realistic, include prayer, scripture, worship, rest, and grace for interruptions. You are not building a religious performance, you are building a life of connection with Christ. You are respected by God as his beloved daughter. You are a God-designed woman and mother. You can grow spiritually even in a busy and tired season. Reflection question. What usually makes you feel like your spiritual routine has failed? Gentle next step. Create a simple return plan when your routine falls apart. Choose one sentence prayer, one scripture, or one worship practice that helps you reconnect with Christ.